Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those in the audience to speak to matters that are not on the agenda. Is there anyone who would like to address the commission?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Came to worry y'all a little bit this afternoon, I believe. I appreciate the opportunity to speak before y'all. Over on the shore.
Name for the record, please.
Hank Jones, east of the shore, I'm a clam farmer.
Thank you.
Okay. The major limiting factor that we have in our clam industry on the eastern shore is the availability of good planting ground to plant our crops. With the Bayside being pretty well completely leased and completely planted and maybe overplanted, the only option that we have would be moved to the seaside. And over a period of years, a lot of ground on the seaside has been leased, and the particular areas that we need to plant our clams are very specific. And the grain, the availability of grain to lease on the seaside in Northampton County, at least, has just about evaporated. Although, you know, we do not wish to abolish the Baylor survey, several of us in the industry feel that the time has come to address this, the 100-year-old survey. We feel that we must be very careful how we do this, and be very, very cautious how we address this issue. And I am here to ask the support of the commission to assist the clam industry in looking at this and helping us form a committee, and maybe advising us on some things, legal matters and so forth, and how to go about doing this properly.
I think, and Mr. Grandis can correct me if I'm wrong, Baylor ground is covered under Article 11, Section 3 of the Virginia Constitution.
Yes, sir.
It being in the Constitution, in order to change anything the way that Baylor's done, it has to have the General Assembly act upon a law 2 years in a row and then basically place it before the voters of Virginia for ratification. Is that correct, Dave?
I think
that's what it is. I think you have to have the identical law passed by two successive legislatures, and the legislature may have had to have a general election. It's a real interesting way of ensuring that the Constitution's not toyed with on a yearly basis. However, I think that due to the fact that it is involved in the Constitution, the best way to go may be to contact your legislator or delegate or senator, and they could potentially pass a joint resolution or a resolution directing the Marine Resources Commission to undertake the study or to assist and do whatever they possibly can. I'm a little leery as commissioner of, number one, I cannot promote legislation. That's the governor's agenda. He's the one that decides to do that. However, if a member of the House or Senate has some specific legislation that they deem to be appropriate, we always cooperate with them. Bottom line is, I don't think it's that difficult a thing, but we've got to do it the right way. And in speaking with maybe your local delegate or senator with what your concerns are, understanding that we would do, from a commission's perspective, whatever we are tasked to do, and we'll be more than cooperative in doing that. So I think that would be the best way to go. We can't, as an agency, advise you on legal matters or things like that, more so than I've just advised you what's in the code there. But I know it's a concern and a consideration over there. Baylor, as it stands today, some might argue, but I think there are a lot of places where Baylor is an impediment to a better use of the ground, for lack of a better term. I'm not going to speak ill of it, because I know to some it's sacred. But at the other hand, from a practical perspective, I do believe that that we could make better use of it if given the authority to do so.
Okay. Well, we will try to make an attempt to do that and give you all the authority.
And whoever wants to call and talk with us will be more than glad. Any members of the commission have any comment on the matter? That's what we'll do.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Hank. Have a good day, sir. Be careful. Does anyone else like to address the commission? Public comments? All right.